More people in Wisconsin were diagnosed with HIV last year than any year in the past decade. It's Monday, December 4th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, state officials are reminding donors of how to spot potential scams this holiday season. And a professional hockey player in England died last month when his neck was cut by a skate during a game. Evan Casey has more on how the incident is affecting the sport in Wisconsin. Stay with us.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewi today.
Wisconsin saw the highest number of new HIV diagnoses in a decade last year. Margaret Faust reports healthcare officials highlighted the shift during the 35th World AIDS Day last Friday.
Lax in testing during the COVID-19 pandemic explains part of the increase, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. In 2022, 289 people were newly diagnosed with the virus that destroys immune systems. It's estimated that 1,000 more people in this state have HIV but don't know it. Abby Hines works in the Family Planning Clinic in the Eau Claire City County Health Department. She said people may not know they have it because sexual health is not a routine part of healthcare.
Lots of people are going in to see their doctor for a specific reason. And if that doesn't include their sexual health, then that doesn't always get covered.
DHS aims to reduce the number of new HIV diagnoses by at least 40% by 2026. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Many Wisconsinites are considering donating to charities and nonprofit organizations this holiday season, and now state officials are reminding donors of how to spot potential scams. The Federal Trade Commission reports imposter scams were the most commonly reported type of consumer fraud last year. They report about 1 in 5 people lost money to the scams nationwide, and a total of about $2.6 billion was lost in 2022. Michelle Rainin is the head of the state's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She says consumers should look for warning signs on websites and social media posts.
Be sure that you're looking for spelling errors, grammatical problems, punctuation issues, or other discrepancies that could signify that this is a scam.
Rainin also warns against making donations with cash, cryptocurrency, or mobile payment applications. Transactions made with a check or credit or debit card, those are more likely to be refunded in case of fraud. Democrats in the Wisconsin State Senate have a new leader. The caucus elected Diane Hesselbein of Middleton late Friday to replace Melissa Agard as minority leader. The move comes a day after Agard announced that she'll run for Dane County Executive next year, and state law bars her from holding a Senate office and a county executive office simultaneously for more than 2 months. Hesselbein takes over as the state Supreme Court is already considering whether to invalidate Republican-drawn legislative district boundaries, and those new maps, if they were enacted, could help Democrats gain seats in both the Assembly and the Senate. A professional hockey player in England died last month when his neck was slashed by a skate during a game. Evan Casey has a look on how that's impacted the sport in Wisconsin.
More pro hockey players are now wearing neck guards following Adam Johnson's death. Even so, many players don't wear them because they're not mandated by the biggest professional leagues. Janesville Jets vice president Brad Stefan played hockey much of his life. His son also played professionally for 13 years.
I look at it right now and I'm thinking to myself, boy, am I lucky. I'm lucky I didn't lose a son, or I'm lucky nothing like that ever happened to me.
Ever since the incident, Milwaukee Admirals player Kevin Gravel wears a neck guard every game.
I think everyone at the end of the day wants to do what they can to protect themselves. And right now wearing a neck guard is, I think, beneficial for how fast the game is and what can happen on the ice.
Some are now pushing for the protection to be mandated in pro leagues. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Leaders from the Biden administration say access to high-speed internet will bring opportunity and dignity for residents of rural communities in Wisconsin. White House Director of Intergovernmental Affairs Tom Perez and Deputy Secretary of Commerce Don Graves visited Dairyland Power Cooperative in La Crosse on Thursday. Recently, Dairyland received a $15 million federal grant for broadband expansion. The cooperative is set to retrofit 240 miles of transmission lines with fiber optic cable in four northwestern counties. Perez says broadband now carries the same importance as access to clean water, electricity, and health care.
These are fundamental human needs, community needs that have to be accessible and affordable to everyone.
He says the pandemic highlighted lack of internet access in rural communities, and federal officials hope the new funding will accelerate the expansion of broadband for all regions of the state. And finally, don't look now, but the Green Bay Packers are on a three-game win streak. They beat the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs last night, 27-19. The team is now 6-6 on the year. Check this out. If the season ended today, the Packers would be in the playoffs. But the season does not end today. There are five regular season games left for the Pack. The next one takes place on Monday, December 11th against the New York Giants. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producer today was John Davis. As always, you can find us in your podcast feed every single weekday morning. So we'll be right back here tomorrow morning. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.